It won't mean Dan. I let him off. I couldn't hold it together to win, but you know, some adapted sounds my world, but it's just showing I'm back next year, so I'm happy with that bit. I don't even care if it's a 21 average. Let somebody else get up there and do that. Instead of giving the games away, how's about let's play darts? I'm happy with that.
Ronnie's had to pull out a succession of huge finishes at the end of that to make it through to the second round of this William Hill World Championship. That's just the kind of stuff you've got to do on this big stage, isn't it?
Of course it is, mate. We work week in, week out to get to this big stage. And after this week, if I come out at top 32, I come out. But I guarantee you, in a month or 2 months, I'll be back in it. Ronnie's class. So is his brother. They're not called the Ibrex for nothing. The cracking players, I know him when I started my dating career. Hate them both. I really do now because I love them both. To be honest, you know, they're both good kids. And we have us fall out, so it starts. You know, we were falling out the other week. We're mates. That's what happens. It starts. We don't do this when we're in a pub. Fair play to him. Awesome game.
You just made reference to the rankings there. You're just inside the top 32 at the moment. That may well change come the end of this tournament. Is there different pressure on you going into weekends, you know, whether it's the big TV tournaments or the ones away from the TV cameras, when you're thinking, oh, I've got to get back up the rankings, I've got to win some money here?
No, not at all. I did really well to get down to where I was. I've had my bad year, and if you go back, if you do a bit of research, when I started, I had a good year, a bad year. And I defended 11 grand in 3 months this year, and then I fell asleep. So, do you know something? Yeah, I'm looking forward to my good year next year. I'm not going to whinge, I'm not going to cry, I'm not jacking in, I'm happy.